Brachas Perches Mishnah Vav. Ein Mevarchin Lola on Nerva Lola B'Samim Shalav Dikacham. We don't make a bracha by a Havdalah, by the candle, or B'Samim of a guy. Candle, so the Rav says, because it wasn't Shavas, it did not rest, and a guy did a malacha with its light. Taisis Yontif brings that this is where Rashi learns too, that it means he did a malacha. And Rabbeinu Yonah learns that he either was madlik with it, or he turned it to use it for the light. Either way, he did malacha. And the Rav continues, V'kaimelon or shaloshavas en mevarchan olav hol v'navda boy aveira. The Rav says, because there was an aveira done to it. So you don't make a bracha on this candle because it wasn't shavas and there was an aveira done with it. What the aveira is, so it bothered me a lot. I don't know what aveira this is because a guy, even on Shabbos, if a guy lights a candle on Shabbos, not only is he obviously allowed to light a candle, and he has to actually be mechal Shabbos, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos, but even a Jew is allowed to have hanah from such a candle. And it's not a problem at all. So what's this din of a candle shaloi Shabbos that we're more machmir after Shabbos not to use a candle that was lit by a guy than even we are on Shabbos? So we're going to get to this later. V'loy al b'sam shaloi v'dichom, and by b'samim, that's for a different reason. That is the sefer, this has to do with avodah zarah. We're going to continue. V'loy al aner v'loy b'sam shal mesim. You're not going to make a bracha on the candle or b'samim of mace, because the candle was not lit for light in that case, it was just lit for covet, and it has to be specifically, it shouldn't be designated for something else. Or besamim also was there specifically to take away the stench of the mace, but not stam, it can't have a purpose besamim, that it was used for something else. So it has to just be regular besamim. And you can't light with a candle or b'sam that was used for avodah zarah. So the sefer, the b'sam that was used lifnei avodah kacham, before avodah kacham, which is aser bana, we're not going to have benefit from such b'sam. This is explaining the first part of the Mishnah where he said, don't use any b'sam of a guy, because we're afraid, this part, that he used it for avodah zarah. But what about the ner, v'lola ner? So, interesting, this is, the Rav learns, that this is not explaining the beginning of the Mishnah, meaning the ner here was ner and besam that was used for avodah zarah. But this is not explaining why the ner of a regular guy that you don't know if it was used for avodah zarah, which is the first sentence of the Mishnah, why you can't use that. And the Rav says that's a different reason. That's like we said earlier, it's ner shelo shavas. The Rambam, the Tosfos doesn't bring the Rambam, and the Rambam says he doesn't say that. He does not bring this din of ner shelo shavas because he learned that the Gemara actually did a 360, and the Gemara said that the seif of the Mishnah that says you shouldn't use a ner or b'sam of a guy is coming to explain the beginning of the Mishnah. That any ner or any b'sam of a guy, don't use any candle of a guy, not because it's lo shavas, but because we're afraid that a guy used the candle for avodah zarah. But the Rav and Rashi, they didn't learn that way. They learned that the candle of a guy is for a different reason, shlo shavas, and we had a question on that as well. But according to the Rambam, it's obviously not a question, because there's no such thing as a candle, shlo shavas. It just means, shlo shavas, the aveira that we're referring to is avodah zarah. Shlo shavas means we know that he didn't do avodah zarah, but not because of Shabbos. Mishnah continues, Ein mevarchan al aner ad sheyoisu l'oirai. You cannot make a bracha on a candle until you have hanah from its light. Hanah here, the Rav explains, we'll learn that it means hanah. The Yerushalmi has two different lasharnis of what ye osu means. But the Rav says, it doesn't mean that you have to actually have hanah. It just means it has to be close enough to you that you can have hanah. So Taisus asks in Psachim, so why don't we make a bracha on candles every single time we have hanah? And it was also bothering me, why do we have hanah first here, or at least have to be able to have the ability to have hanah first? Usually by hanah, mitzvahs, birchas hanenin, when we have a bracha on something, you're supposed to make the bracha over lasiyasin. Before you do something, before you drink, you make shahakal. Before you eat, you make whatever bracha you're supposed to make. Before you do it, not after. So Taisus answers over there in Psachim that the hanah that you have here doesn't go, it's not a hanah's guf. It's hanah on the outside. And hanah that's not hanah's guf, you don't make a bracha on every single time. The Chiddush Aran over there explains it even at length, and he says that you only make a bracha hanah of hanah that goes into your body. So if you jump into a warm bath or whatever, you don't make a bracha on that. You only make brachas, he says, even besam, the besam, the smell is going into your body, the scent is going into your body. But on a bracha that doesn't, something that doesn't go into your body, a hanah on the outside, you don't make a bracha on. And he explains, therefore, this bracha is not really a brichas anenin, it's a brichas ashvach. It's a bracha on praise. And that would answer the question that I just mentioned, that you can have, you know, you can have hanah first. You can have the light first because it's not a bracha on hanah. It's a bracha on praise. I'm going to have an optional little clip right here answering or trying to answer, according to the Rav, we shouldn't use the candle of a goy because it's a neshlo shavas, and he did an avera with it. And we asked, what kind of avera is it? A goy is allowed to on Shabbos light a candle. We even have hanod during Shabbos. So I have a little mahalach that I'm just going to try to share in the next little clip.